Incarnation of the Spirit. The spirit of eternity you cannot find all of a sudden. As to become comprehensible to you, it must be attached to the corporeal. You must give completely to the spirit the crudest and the finest organs of your earthly body, so that it can awaken them and fertilize them with its life. In every organ of the body, the spirit then creates, if your will stays wakeful, its tongue, a mouth. Yet only when your body can offer it resonance will the soft speech of the spirit be also known to you as human feeling and thought. The spiritualization of the body a god could even not achieve. Only the incarnation of the spirit can bring you into the spirit. Incapacity. Be sure of this. Even your grandchildren's grandchildren will not experience a time when there is no more war on earth. Be sure of this. Even your remotest descendant will still call murderous intent for selfish motives among men on earth inevitable and the natural state. All nature's powers man may subdue. To tame the predator in oneself is only reserved to the most sublime kind on this earth. Those in bondage to the animal man will never succeed. Commitment. Be foremost the word speaker. Let its form be the cup by which you imbibe meaning and myth, if they are to sink into your heart. But stay alert, and then become the word's fulfiller. Prepare then wisely for it a truly dignified shape. Only then will you have discharged your debt to the teachings learned, if your deeds are striving to express greater honor to the teaching. The value of waiting. If nothing will succeed for you today, cease enforcing it. If today you cannot understand, leave yourself time to mature. What today remains concealed, perhaps tomorrow, will be revealed.